Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Start Now Podcast. This is your host, Noomin, speaking. In today's episode, I have Lindsay and Trey, a couple from New York State, who has recently opened their yoga studio called The Collective, a space for growth. They will be sharing their experience on getting trained in Sri Lanka and opening their first business together. Hi Lindsay, hi Trey.
Hey Naman, how's it going?
Good, how are you guys?
Great.
Yeah, okay. We had a little bit of trouble too at the beginning of this podcast, but I think it's working fine right now.
Yeah, it's working better. And it's good. Always great to have patience.
Yes, thank you so much for your patience. I'm so glad to finally actually officially start and get to know you guys more. So tell us a little bit about what you do and about your business.
You can start.
I was just going to say you can start. Okay, so we have a yoga and I also call it a wellness business, I guess, because we do also offer some workshops in personal development and self-inquiry, but we mostly focus on teaching yoga in an affordable and accessible way for people. Mm-hmm.
We both teach and kind of both take on the admin roles as much as possible. She does more, obviously, of like the marketing and stuff, and I feel like I kind of help with the interpersonal relationships a little bit better.
Yeah. So he's good at making connections and sharing everything.
When did you guys start it and how did you start it?
We officially opened March 1st, but
we had donation and like kind of like free classes to kind of feel us out a bit for the months of January and February. Okay. Which was awesome. We were kind of like in the process of updating and renovating as we were opening still, just to kind of see how the floor would work and if it we needed to add anything. So we opened up, I think it was like mid-January, the second week of January, and we just had a soft opening. Mm-hmm. And we offered four classes with as many part of the community can join, and it was free, or they can offer winter clothing and or a donation of whatever they choose.
I see. That's very interesting. And then soon after that, you guys got hit by this lockdown.
Yeah, we opened March 1st, and then we closed March 17th.
Oh, my goodness. So how was that 2 weeks of running business officially?
It was really great. I really love sharing yoga in a way that makes it available for everyone, because I think sometimes it can be a little bit pricey, expensive, or just a different kind of vibe. And so we really tried to make it a place where everyone feels welcome and can come. And we also have like a kind of sort of agreement with a few people who maybe can't afford to pay right now, but we're still letting them come to classes, and then we'll figure something out at whatever time that we can.
Wow, that's amazing. And how, okay, so I have a lot of questions. So let's go back a little bit and let's start how you guys met. And then were you both in yoga before you met? And how did you transition? How did you start this business together?
Good question.
That's a really kind of long, we'll try to make it
short,
as concise as possible.
We were really good friends first.
Mm-hmm. And then, so you started dating?
We started dating, and then a few months later, I moved to China.
Oh, nice.
And he supported me a lot in moving to China. I was pretty scared. It was like a really big decision, big move.
Why did you move?
Why did I move? I moved to China to teach English for kids.
Okay.
Long story short, I had gone to college and I was working a desk job and I was not very happy. So I just decided to kind of pick up and move. Mm-hmm. And then 2 months later, he moved.
Okay.
Oh, and I told him I loved him on the day that I moved to China. Like in the airport.
Yeah.
As soon as he was about to go through security.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then, okay, so then the yoga thing. I was into yoga. I've been doing yoga for, off and on for probably like 6 years, but consistently for the last like 3 years or 4 years, I'd say. Uh-huh. And
I started after I moved to China with her. I didn't do any, I was into like lifting and sports, but nothing yoga related.
So he wanted to be a personal trainer, and I was deciding that I wanted to do my teacher training in yoga. So I told him it would be a good idea to combine personal training and yoga, and we did the training together in Sri Lanka.
Okay. I thought originally I just thought it would be good to learn how to be some kind of instructor. Mm-hmm. So not really necessary yoga, but it's still fitness and an instructor. So it kind of would teach me some skills, and then I fell in love with it.
Uh-huh. Wait, so how did we go from China to Sri Lanka? What just happened?
We did our teacher training for like 22 days in Sri Lanka, and then we went back to China.
I see.
And we moved back to America last June.
I see. Okay, like less than a year ago.
Yeah.
How long were you in China for?
Almost 2 years, year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. And Trey, did you teach English while you were there too?
Yeah, we both worked in the same campus at the same school.
I see.
That's awesome. Pretty awesome.
Wow. After you got back, did you know immediately that you wanted to start a business with a studio?
I feel like, so for the, I had been wanting to do my yoga teacher training for a while, but I hadn't had the idea to open a studio until I think we were like at the yoga teacher training, and I was feeling, we both were feeling pretty passionate about opening a space. I was familiar with some yoga studios. I had been in America, but he actually had never taken a yoga, he took two yoga classes before our yoga teacher training. Mm-hmm. And they were from like a friend in a community,
like a
capacity,
charity.
Like a charity yoga way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also really inspiring for us. That was a yoga teacher that we met in China named Giuseppe. He did charity yoga, and that was where we got our idea to do that as well.
He's from Italy. And yeah. He was just very, I don't know, I think what led to it was like the wholeheartedness from teaching, mm-hmm. and then meeting him and his like, I don't know, love and compassion towards, I guess, people in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then like his own body kind of, that's what kind of inspired me to want to take yoga more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we just wanted to, I know that I had a lot of friends that maybe had wanted to try yoga, but were a little bit apprehensive to go to the various places that we have in the area. And some people feel a little bit uncomfortable about like oming, and some people felt uncomfortable about like the atmosphere or not knowing anybody. And so I just really wanted to create like a really comfortable, homey, safe space to practice that was accessible for people.
Yeah. So I don't personally do yoga or practice yoga, but I noticed that there are different types of yoga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you guys teach?
We teach like a kind of like our own little style, but it's based off of vinyasa.
Okay.
And
yeah, we got certified in vinyasa and aerial. We don't have a space to teach aerial yet, but we really are looking for one. So if anyone hears of anything in Binghamton, let us know.
Okay. Tell us where you are. New York, upstate New York, right?
Yeah, upstate New York.
Anywhere in upstate.
Anywhere. Well, actually, we'll move. We'll move anywhere. Yeah. But we got our certification in vinyasa, which is, I would say, it can be kind of a quicker, more fluid type of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of beginners, and so we teach a more slow, gentle style, I would say.
Okay.
Like a meditative.
And yeah, we like to focus style. A lot on meditation and mindfulness, and really the root of yoga is to kind of like get your body really limber so that you can meditate for long periods of time. And so we try to focus on that aspect of yoga more, I would say, than the exercise and physical body aspect.
Great. So for those people who are thinking about starting their own studio, or perhaps just getting certified, you know, going to Sri Lanka or go somewhere to get certified, what advice would you give them?
I guess take your time and really like focus on what you enjoy and love? Because I know for us, it took us like forever to find the training.
Mm-hmm. We actually found, it took us like probably 3 or 4 months to find our training. We did it through bookyogaretreat.com. We did a lot of review. We were in China, so it was pretty easy for us to travel like anywhere in Asia. So that made the decision even harder because there's so many beautiful places to go.
Yeah.
And actually we booked our yoga teacher training in Sri Lanka, and then like 5 or 6 days before we were to fly to Sri Lanka was like the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka.
Oh no.
So all of our family members were like, don't go, like, just cancel it. And we were like, we can't cancel it. It took us so long to decide on this place we're going.
Yeah.
So it ended up to be fine and we were safe. So that was good.
I think a big lesson we learned from that is just to kind of trust your process and trust your decision-making skills and like trust in yourself.
Yeah. Trust your gut.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You listen to your intuition and yeah, just ask yourself what you really want and what you're looking for out of a training.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of messaging back and forth with like the person, the teacher who was hosting the training, to make sure like we had the right accommodation and if there was like an airport shuttle and the specifics of the training and what they cover and if they go deep into yogic history and how, you know, they focus on traditional yoga or a more fast-paced yoga, and lots of questions. So ask questions. And also for opening a studio, I was just going to say the same thing. I was nervous about it, but I was going to say, just go for it. Like, if you feel like you're called to open a space where people can come and connect and meet new friends and move their body and heal, mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
That's your calling.
Mm-hmm. Think for any business.
Yeah, any business. Just step your one foot in front of the other and take action. Yeah, just that's why I felt so called to be on your podcast. I love the name of it. I always had this thing in my head, like, start today, like, not tomorrow, start today, just like anything, start now,
Mm-hmm. Yes, my online programs company's name is also Start Now, so I just carry that on to my podcast, and I think it can relate to any areas, right? Learning languages or starting your business or project, but you just have to start. I love that.
Or doing yoga. Just start now.
Exactly. Okay, so let's talk more about the business aspect. I know you guys are a couple, and I want to hear how it has strengthened your relationship or maybe challenges that you guys have faced just trying to start a business, because being certified in something that you're passionate about, but then actually getting into little, you know, details of starting a business, the administrative work and all that, it's a whole different side of business, right? So how was that, dealing with that together?
I think it's definitely strengthened our communication.
Okay. I was going to say the same.
For sure.
How so?
Just trying to kind of talk in a way where we're not like arguing, because that's kind of time consuming and we need to save as much time as possible.
And we have different opinions, obviously, sometimes, and different like ideas in our head. Sometimes it's harder to get the idea from our head out of our mouth and mm-hmm. to the other person.
Right.
So we think we've really improved in our communication, is trying to just make our yoga space the best space that we can with both of our ideas and creativity.
I think we're kind of lucky also, because everything you learn with yoga helps. So it helps with focus and staying calm and making like precise decisions, even under a lot of pressure.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And taking like a step back and just breathing every once in a while.
Being mindful. I was also going to say, I think that it's improved our decision-making skills.
Okay.
We're both really indecisive.
Okay.
So anything is an improvement for us.
Yeah, sometimes
and there are a lot of decisions to be made about, even just like the name of the class and the description of the class and what day and what time and all of the little details. What photo should we put up, and how to do content, and
how do people pay, and
Our payment system.
Yeah.
Which I want to give a shout out. I'm not sponsored at all by any of these things that I'm shouting out, but I want to give a shout out to Schedulicity, because I was really having a tough time making a decision about what payment and calendar system to use. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of yoga studios use Mindbody software, but it's very pricey and not meant for people who are trying to create an accessible and affordable space. Right. And I found Schedulicity and they've been really great. And even after the quarantine happened, they like sent out an email that said they're not charging anyone for payments until June.
Wow.
So that was like really amazing of them. And I just love their services. It's really easy. And yeah.
What is it called again? Schedulicity.
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 Like schedule, drop the E, I-C-I-T-Y.
Schedulicity. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you for that information.
Of course.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask, was there anything that you were surprised by in before you started your business?
The amount of time that it takes to create content and market.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this like being aware of like taking photos and like making little like memes and blurbs and like posting the schedule and just like a lot. It's a lot of online management, I guess, the social media aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But everything else pretty much for us is smooth sailing. We have a space. It's just one room. Mm-hmm. It's 500 square feet is the whole space. Mm-hmm. It's on the second floor of a funeral home.
Wow. So you're with yeah. the spirits.
Yeah. The space was like blessed and like cleared before by the landlord's wife.
Okay.
Because she has a photography studio next door and he's trying to make the second floor like a kind of creative shared community space.
I see. And yeah, your clients haven't been like weirded out by that? No,
actually, surprisingly not yet. Yeah, my mom was a little freaked out, but nobody else has said anything. And I think it's nice. I mean, the neighbors are quiet.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny. They're at peace, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it's a peaceful place.
Yeah,
and actually, everyone has said that feel really peaceful and like grounded when they come in.
Even like. It's people we don't even know, they'll just come in and say like, oh wow, this place is so like calm and welcoming and just like lovely and peaceful. I don't know, it's just kind of happened organically. So that's mm-hmm. kind of what's surprising about it. Mm-hmm. How kind of, I don't know, it just kind of rolled out like a rug.
Yeah.
For us. Mm-hmm.
When something's meant to happen, I guess it happens very easily, right? How did you find the space?
So actually, I work part-time for the guy who owns the building.
Okay.
And I went to a photo shoot with his wife at that building. And it was a really large building and it was like pretty run down other than her photography space. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a tour around and I was just so fascinated. And then the next week he was like, hey, you teach yoga, right? And I was like, yeah. And he said, do you want to have your own space? And I was like, yeah, I wasn't even looking for one, but that's great.
Oh, wow.
So then I actually told Trey about it and mm-hmm. he said, oh, well, you should look around at other spaces if you're going to take it, you know, just be mindful of like what decision you're making.
Just in case.
So I found another space that I really, 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 really loved, mm-hmm. and the rent was actually very similar, but I would have had to pay like $4,000 up front to get the discount on the rent. Mm-hmm. And then that space fell through. So I went back to the original one and now I'm so grateful because I didn't have to spend $4,000 and then close my business for the quarantine.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, the yoga studio and pretty much a lot of other things in my life, but most of the yoga studio have just taught me to like trust myself and that I'm always like everything is always taken care of when you're on the right path and you just have to kind of trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Well, what was your startup costs? Would you guys mind sharing? How much does one need to start?
Ours is a pretty bad example.
I don't know if ours is a good example.
But we can give like.
But actually, it is a good example because it makes it doable for people, I think. Mm-hmm. So our studio is I'm hesitant to use the word studio. I just personally think it's a little like uppity. So I always say space.
Okay.
And I just want to say that, but, we have very minimal rent, I would say.
Probably.
And our startup costs were under $1,000.
Wow, with the rent, with the first month's rent?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were lucky to not have to have a deposit. Our rent is month to month. Mm-hmm. And we purchased yoga mats and blocks and straps. I got the blocks and straps from Five Below.
Okay.
And I got the yoga mats online. I got like 10 yoga mats for $90. They weren't like very nice, but I bought everything at the best rate that I could find because I don't want to charge people for borrowing them.
Right.
I want everyone to be able to come just bring themselves and their comfortable clothes or whatever they want to wear and have a space where they have everything they need to practice yoga. Mm-hmm. And our landlord was also very helpful. He paid for all of like the renovation costs and things, and we both helped paint a little bit. And do we do anything else? Just paint. We helped paint. He like sanded the wood floor and refinished it, and put up a wall and put the bathroom in. And so we have to give a lot of credit to him. He was really wonderful and has been. Yeah.
Amazing.
But yeah, we spent less than $1,000. Well, I guess maybe a little, like $1,000 or $1,200 if you include the
insurance.
I paid for insurance.
I see.
Our yoga insurance.
Okay.
But I had paid for that previously because I was just teaching as an individual first, and then I was able to add my business on to my personal yoga insurance.
Okay. Very good. So right now, while you guys are at lockdown, what are you guys focusing on? Now that you have got the feel of your studio with clients, right? So it's actually nice that you get a little break where you can also, you know, plan things to
make
it better. Yeah, what are you guys focusing on right now?
So we have a few classes that we're offering virtually online. And then I'm also developing a couple online courses for women, mainly focused in correcting like imbalanced hormones, which can have a lot of different symptoms. Like pretty much everything is related to our hormones. So a lot of things that I'm focusing on are like mental health, anxiety and depression and insomnia, diet and nutrition, making sure that you have like a clean, healthy diet that's making you feel good and keeping your body high functioning, high energy, and able to do what you'd like to do. And also incorporating some body energy work with Kundalini yoga and meditation and mindfulness and mindset work as well. So that's one project that I'm working on while we're at home and transferring everything online anyways. So I've been working on that for a little while, and now I have like the perfect little gap of space to focus on both the yoga studio and teaching.
I am working on expanding my yoga practice and like basically getting back into like a physical shape of like right out of high school, kind of, in a way. I don't know. Trying to get back into like a really good physical shape and getting really focused on nutrition, trying to find like a really detailed and like almost kind of come up with my own nutrition program, but I don't want it to be like, I'm not certified nutritionist or anything like that. So I just kind of like an advisory way of doing things that works for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the process of real estate investing. So I'm looking for a place for us to buy to put our yoga studio in to expand our business a little more.
Yeah.
And possibly live there and have the yoga studio, right? Yeah.
That's amazing. That's awesome. You're already planning on expanding your business.
Yeah, I was planning on expanding from like before we even opened our first business, but I'm very grateful for this space, and it's really connected us with a lot of really cool people too.
Yeah. And that it is a month to month lease. That's
The lease is month to month, so that's really lucky.
We didn't even really have to sign a lease, but we just did for kind of legal purposes.
Yeah, we preferred to have a lease. And this is unrelated, but I just wanted to throw in our pricing, I guess, to kind of show what that is for people who maybe would want to open a studio. Mm-hmm. We are offering an intro special of 30 days for $30.
Okay.
And then each class is $10 a class.
Okay.
And then we're also offering some like class packs with 5 classes or 10 classes or 20 classes. And I think it goes down like maybe
a dollar
each class or something like that, or each pack. And then our monthly unlimited is $60 a month.
Okay.
And we still do, well, we're trying to do one donation based a week, but we are doing that online.
Yeah.
But
we still offer a community donation based class once a week.
Yeah, trying to offer like 2 to 4 community based classes a month.
What does that mean exactly, community based?
Free or donation.
So yeah,
we can come and just, you don't have to sign up or register and like beforehand, you just come and just be there.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll ask for donations of like winter clothes or non-perishable food or coloring and art supplies for kids or something like that. We always try to base it off of something that we can help them give back with to the community.
I see. Okay, so people donate and then you donate that to other charities, and in return they can take your yoga classes. Okay, that's amazing. Well, do you guys have any other things that you would like to share with the audience?
Course.
I talked about my course.
When are you launching your course?
I'm planning to launch it in April, but actually now with the quarantine and like people's financial situations changing, I'm looking at offering a few different options. One would be one-on-one coaching. One would be the online course that's probably going to be 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then one would be like a monthly membership program that you would have some coaching, some yoga, but it would be a more affordable price and month-to-month option for people. So I have a Facebook group if anybody wants to join.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to, I'll shout it out. It's called the Goddess Glow Gang.
Okay.
Health, Wealth, and Abundance.
Okay. Yeah, I can share the link in the description so people can
check
it out. And I'll also include your Facebook page and all the other links for it to your
Yeah,
page.
That would be great.
You can share our yoga space.
Your pictures.
It's a channel. It's called The Collective. A space for growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really cool because we're offering online, a bunch of online programs now because mm-hmm. we have to.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Everything's online now.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Trey and Lindsay. It was
thank
very
you.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, we had such a pleasure. We hope to stay connected with you and watch your podcast continue to grow and flourish. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.